Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic.
All right, so we can go west. It's the only place we haven't gone yet.
Gru's Nest. You have stumbled into the nesting place of a family of Gru's. Congratulations. Few indeed are the adventurers who have entered a Gru's Nest and lived as long as you have.
Is that the name of the villain or the monster from Zork?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the game.
It is, yeah, the Gru.
Everything is littered with rusty swords of elvish workmanship, piles of bones, and other debris. A closed refrigerator stands in one corner of the nest, and something, a small, dangerous-looking little beast, is curled up in the other corner. The only exit is to the west. Hope you survive long enough to use it. Snoring fitfully, the little beast turns away from the light of the small stone and faces the wall.
Should we take... No.
Open refrigerator?
A light inside the refrigerator goes out as you open it. Opening the refrigerator reveals a bottle and an earthworm. The little beast is stirring restlessly. It looks as if he's about to wake up.
Pickle.
But the refrigerator is much too large. With a toothy yawn, the little beast opens its big red eyes and blinks at you with surprise and fear. It opens its slavering jaws and emits a hideous, plaintive wail that reminds you of a subway screeching to a halt. A very large creature, equipped with a slavering fangs and wearing a calico apron, lurks into the nest. Its mother instinct overcomes its overwhelming fear of light long enough to devour you.
All right. So the light scares it. Fortunately, we have a glowing rock.
So let's drop the rock then in the underground before, because it's the only way we can escape anyway.
What do you mean?
So drop stone. I don't know if that'll work because then we can't see the Gru's nest, I think, but let's just try it, I guess. Drop stone.
You want to drop it here or do you want to step into the nest?
Step into the nest and drop it. I feel like the rock is scared of light.
But it wakes up, I think. Okay, let's just try dropping it in the Gru's nest. Let's go west. Or east, sorry.
Gru's nest. A small, dangerous little beast is curled up in the corner.
Do we want to drop the rock now? Drop the stone?
Yeah.
Stone dropped. The little beast is stirring restlessly. It looks like it's about to wake up. The small stone stops glowing. It's pitch black.
Open refrigerator?
It's too dark to see.
Yeah. Take stone.
It's too dark to see.
All right, let's reload.
Underground.
What's the plan? What are we supposed to do?
So we clearly need the worm and the freaking bottle. I feel like the stone is the secret here. Maybe the stone isn't the secret here. What else do we have? What's our inventory? We have glasses, which are useless. A blanket, a violet note. Can we put the blanket over the Gru, maybe? It's the only thing I could think of. Otherwise, it's just we enter.
I think that's a good idea. Let's just try.
Put the blanket on the baby Gru.
Yep. Go west.
East, isn't it?
I keep saying it! No, we're going west.
Gru's nest. A small, dangerous-looking little beast is curled up in the corner.
Okay.
Put blanket on Gru.
Okay. The little beast is now covered with a thick blanket. The creature stirs restlessly for an anxious moment, then settles into the comfortable darkness of the thick blanket.
Yes!
Sighs gently and lies still. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 58 out of 100.
All right. We're still failing, but we're closer to getting a D.
Open refrigerator.
A light inside the refrigerator goes out as you open it. Opening the fridge reveals a bottle and an earthworm.
Take bottle.
Bottle taken.
Take earthworm.
Earthworm taken. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 61 out of 100. The earthworm squirms with annoyance at your touch.
Put worm in bottle.
The mouth of the bottle is too narrow.
That's a what? Small
How
bottle.
Is that worm?
A giant worm.
Yeah.
Worm.
All right.
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's go west.
Underground.
Let's go west. Let's go west again.
Underground.
Let's go up.
Lookout hill.
Okay. I think we can do something with the park and the worm.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. no. Let's maybe put it like with a tree. So let's go north.
River outlet. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the south.
Could you say the boots of marching tramps to the south?
You can hear the boots of marching tramps to the south.
I don't know why that gives me a chuckle. It just does. I'm also just thinking of Lady and the Tramp now. And I just think a bunch of like tramping dogs is adorable. Anyway. And put their little boots.
In little boots.
In little boots.
Dogs hate little boots.
Oh my God.
But it is very cute.
They're just like going like, get it off me.
Yeah. Okay. My dog would just sit there like paralyzed.
Yeah. Go east.
South of bridge.
Go south.
Rotary north.
Go south.
Park. You're standing in a circular park surrounded by the Witchville Rotary. Walks converge from four directions on a neglected marble fountain filled with greasy water. A statue stands in the middle of the fountain. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the west.
Can we maybe get some of the greasy water with the bottle? Or does the bottle have something in it?
No, I think it's empty. Look, examine bottle.
The words Froba's Magic Unbreakable Milk Bottle Company are etched on the closed bottle. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the south.
I do not want to open this bottle.
No, okay. That's a bad idea.
Unless we want to fill the greasy water with milk. That's the only thing I can think of.
No, that seems like a bad use. I didn't realize the bottle was filled. I don't know what to say.
I think we use the earthworm. Do we put the earthworm in the fountain?
It lands in the fountain with a splash. The piranha snatches away the worm and swims to the far side of the fountain to devour it.
Poor worm.
Enter fountain.
Yeah, enter fountain. Did not even know there was problems in it.
You'd get soaked if you tried that.
Oh, do it anyway. Who cares?
Do it anyway. Oh, my God. look in fountain. And look in fountain.
You can see a brass token and a piranha in the fountain. The piranha in the fountain is watching you hungrily.
Did we miss our chance to take token?
The piranha nips savagely at your fingertips. You can hear the tramp of boots to the east. It sounds as if they're coming this way.
We know it now. We should have looked at the fountain first.
Park. A statue stands in the middle of the fountain.
Okay, put earthworm in fountain.
No, we gotta look in the fountain first.
Do we have to look? Okay, let's look in fountain.
You can see a brass token and a piranha. You can see a brass token and a piranha in the fountain.
I believe they're called piranhas.
They're piranhas. Piranha. How many piranhas are you eating today? Well, they're eating me.
Oh!
Reach for token?
No,
should we reach for the token first?
Sure, I'm pretty sure we'll eat us, but sure, go ahead and try.
The piranha nips savagely at your fingertips.
Put earthworm in fountain.
It lands in the fountain with a splash. The piranha snatches away the worm and swims to the far side of the fountain to devour it.
Take token!
Token taken. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 64 out of 100.
I imagine we go to the video arcade now.
Yep, let's go east.
Can we go east? Okay, cool.
Rotary East. Mrs. Voss is talking urgently with someone on the phone. She doesn't take her eyes off you for a moment.
Go east.
Pleasure Wharf. You're standing near the remains of the Pleasure Wharf. The wharf extends eastward into Witchville Bay. To the south stands a ramshackled old building, colorful lights, curious electronic sounds, and a neon sign beckon you through the open entrance. A big mailbox is nearby. A voice behind you growls, "Eat!" You turn to face the sound, but there's nobody here except you. You can hear the tramp of marching boots to the east. It sounds as if they're coming this way.
Go south?
Yeah.
Video Arcade. This old building is the home of a sleazy arcade, lined with coin-op video games. The machines are crowded with half-crazed, stunted humanoids who pay no attention to you as they satisfy their thirst for electronic violence. One machine in the corner appears to be deserted. A sign on the wall says, "All games, one token."
Go to machine.
But the game machine is right here in front of you.
Oh, God. Put token in machine.
The brass token disappears into the slot. Ding! You hear a pleasant electric chime, and a blinking star appears on the video screen. Your score just went up by 1 point. This might be a good time to save your story position.
Oh, my God.
So we kind of just did.
Yeah.
Take the advice.
Examine machine.
The game machine is equipped with a video screen, a joystick, a big red button, and a narrow slot for tokens. A lurid logo, Transmatter, is painted on the side.
A play machine? I don't know.
How do you intend to do that?
Use joystick?
To use the joystick, you must indicate a compass direction as well as an action. For example, try move the joystick to the west, or push stick north.
I just realized it's a text-based adventure in this text-based adventure.
Push stick north?
I'm going to say sure.
Buzz. A synthetic voice growls. Keep the blinking star inside the grid.
Press red button.
Are you sure you want to push the big red button?
Yes.
The stunted humanoids in the arcade hold their breath as your hand touches the flashing button. This might be a trap. You don't really want to press the big red button, do you?
You're right, I don't.
I guess we do.
Okay, listen to Tom.
A sudden power drain makes all the other games in the video arcade go dim. Blue sheets of energy leap from the game machine, surrounding you in an incandescent aura. You can feel your molecules being taken apart one at a time, analyzed, modulated, and broadcast through space. It is not a pleasant sensation. Dark. No, I'm just kidding. Pleasure Wharf. You're standing near the remains of the Pleasure Wharf. A big mailbox is nearby. A synthetic voice says, "Game over. Insert token to play again." You watch with astonishment as the lid of the big mailbox slowly opens by itself, then snaps shut with a clang.
Do we have it?
I think we have to restore.
Feed me.
Feed me, Seymour.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me on that.
Put token in machine.
All right.
And when you feed me, Seymour, I will grow up big and strong.
Video arcade. One machine in the corner appears to be deserted. Ding! You hear a pleasant electric chime.
Can we move joystick south? Push joystick south.
Buzz. A synthetic voice growls, keep the blinking star inside the grid.
Push joystick east.
Buzz. A synthetic voice growls, keep blinking star inside of the grid.
Look at monitor? I don't know.
The video screen displays a map of Witchville Village. A grid divides the map into 13 squares, and a blinking star is centered over one of the squares. You'll find the map inside your Witchbringer package. Let me see.
Okay.
Witchbringer map. Okay. I think I...
Arcade map, right?
Is it arcade map?
Audience, we are checking out the PDF of the manual that came with the game. It is a 34-page manual, and on page 33, there is a lovely little map of the area.
Coastal zones.
Is it like the primary postal grid and it like has A, B, C, D, and E and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I like how they have a picture of the rock. So where is this the star?
A blinking star is centered over one of the squares.
Oh, we don't know where. Can we push joystick to the west?
Bing! You move the blinking star one square to the left.
So we're either in D2, E3, or D4. Because we couldn't move it before. So now we're either in C2, D3, or C4. Can we go to the west more time? Push joystick west.
Bing. You move the blinking star one square to the left.
All right, so we're A3.
Can we...
So we're in B2.
Okay, we also couldn't go south, and we couldn't go north. No, before we couldn't go south and we couldn't go north. So we're definitely on E3 before. So now we're on C3. So we're in the center of the map.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at the arcade and now we're in the center of the map.
Okay.
Where do we want to go? Do we press the button here since we're in the center? Do we go south to the post office?
Or to the poodle? I don't know.
Let's go south. So go south twice.
Bing, you move the blinking star one square downward.
Can you do it one more time?
Bing, you move the blinking star one square downward.
Can you just try to do it one more time? I don't think it will work. I just want to see if that doesn't work.
Bzz, a synthetic voice growls, keep the blinking light.
Okay,
keep the
blinking
star inside grid.
We're definitely in the post office.
We're at C5.
Yeah.
So do we want to hit the
Yeah. I think that's a good call.
Hit the button?
Yes.
Are you sure you want to push the big red button?
Yes.
The stunted humanoids in the arcade watch you carefully as your hand touches the flashing button. This might be a trap. You don't really want to push that big red button, do you?
Yes.
A sudden power drain makes all the other games in the arcade go dim. It is not a pleasant sensation.
Huh.
No, because now we're... So what happened last time was we ended up at the Pleasant Wharf because that's where we're on the grid. So now we should go to be teleported over to the post office. That's why why I think it's happening. I think we're being transmitted. We're not dying. We're just being transmitted to the post office.
Hilltop. You're on a hilltop overlooking the seaside village of Witchville. A tower stands in bleak silhouette against the moonlit sky. It rises 100 feet above a barren plateau and is encircled by a deep moat. The only entrances are closed. The only entrances are a closed drawbridge and a dark window near the top. Roads run down the hill to the east and west. There's a signpost nearby. A synthetic voice says, "Game over. Insert token to play again." Your score just went up by 5 points. Your total score is 70 out of 100.
Nice.
Ooh, we're passing.
Yeah, C minus.
A tower stands in bleak silhouette.
What do we have in our inventory?
You're holding a bottle, a horseshoe, a pair of 3D glasses, a small stone providing light, and a violet note.
The stone hasn't... Can we transport with the stone? What is the deal with the stone again?
That's the wish giver, right?
Yes. Can we wish to lower the bridge?
The story can't understand the word lower when you use it that way.
Wish to...
Open bridge?
You can't. The mechanism that controls the drawbridge is hidden.
Look for mechanism. No, don't waste that. Yeah.
Look, though. I guess we can just so we can see it again.
Hilltop. You're on a hilltop overlooking the seaside village of Witchville. A tower stands in bleak silhouette against the moonlit sky. Roads run down the hill to the east and west. There's a signpost nearby.
Yeah, what does the signpost say?
There are two arrows on the signpost. The arrow pointing west says, "To Cemetery." The east arrow is marked, "To Witchville."
Okay,
doesn't matter. Yeah. So apparently, the thing it seems to be, we need to find the mechanism.
Yeah.
Right? Which, my guess is, it's not here.
Like a bleak silhouette.
Wait, or we could get into the dark window.
Let's throw a horseshoe at the window and break it.
We're going to lose our horseshoe.
I don't care.
Unfortunately, the window is too far away for you to do that.
You're a weakling.
I fooled a horseshoe.
So we're now agreeing that the protagonist is Elmer Fudd.
Mm-hmm. The protagonist is Elmer Fudd.
Oh no, I hope I don't run into a glue.
Is the rock is glowing, which means
we are still holding on to it because we've had the glow since we've held on to it.
Okay.
Nothing we can do with the 3D glasses. Note's useless.
Can we cross our eyes and see our imagination?
Sorry, but the word eyes is not in the vocabulary that you can use.
That's right. Elmer Fudd already crossed his eyes. That's okay.
What was the Sorkin thing again?
I don't know. Can we say Sorkin?
With a great creak of wood and a rattle of chains, the drawbridge slowly lowers across the moat. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 73 out of 100.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,